This is one is going to be in English, I'm sorry. The option will be to have crappy Dutch instead. I think my English is actually better. Yep. But yeah, if you really have an issue at some point and you have a question and you want to ask it in German, you can always try. I do speak a bit of German. I'm supposed to live here and I'm working for Red Hat GmbH. So, yeah, before I actually start, I'm working for Red Hat, but this has nothing to do with Red Hat. The product is PMD. It's not actually a product. It's a project, an open source project. It's not a product that we deliver. Nobody except me in Red Hat is working on it. So this is something completely coming from the community. The only thing that makes this slide having like red everywhere on a Red Hat is because I worked for Red Hat. That's all. And yeah, and to be fair, my boss let me work on PMD time to time. Like sometimes I can take some time off to work from PMD. So Red Hat did help me a bit with that. But no, this is not a new Red Hat product. Just a quick question. Who here already know PMD? Like show of hand. Okay, cool, because I'm going to explain what PMD is. So if everybody were to know that, that would be very boring. Okay. Well, door closed, no. One last guy. Okay, I'm starting. So that's me. My name is Romain Pelisse. I'm working for Red Hat as a middleware consultant, which means that I'm very knowledgeable about GBoss, SOAP, all the GBoss things. I am also a Red Hat Linux technician, so I also know about Linux. I have my RHCE and my RHCSA. So I always tell people, this way I can piss off everybody. I can piss off people from Java world by saying stuff about Linux, and I can piss off people from Linux and saying stuff about Java. So yeah, I know both. Colos, so yes, Red Hat as a services branch. I'm a consultant. You can hire us on a daily or weekly basis to do stuff, especially if you have issue with our product. I just want here, I'm not going to do like a full advertisement. I just want to tell you, if you want to call Red Hat, don't wait for you to have issue, call us first. It's far more better for us to come first, check what you're doing, rather than coming after 6 months saying, oh, you know, what you're doing is completely wrong. Okay, end of the parenthesis. I'm also, I've always worked in open source since the very beginning, like 6-7 years ago, so I also work for many projects. The main one is PMD. I used to work on Xradar, which is now defunct, I would say. I did many patches to many open source projects. And I also truly believe in DVCS, such as Git and Mercurial. I think Mercurial, sadly, is starting to be very far behind Git, but still, those two projects are very cool. I also like to teach and speak. I'm teaching in Paris in a school. I teach in two different schools. I used to teach at the Humboldt University here. I did that last year for one time. And I talk a lot. So I, like two weeks ago, I was doing a talk at CodeMotion here. I like to do talks and stuff. That's basically me. So I am not just a consultant, I'm doing a lot of stuff. I am not just a Java guy, I'm doing a lot of different things. I have written Ruby in my life, I also like Puppet. So I am a very versatile person. Okay, brief history of PMD. So PMD is a static code checker. We'll see what this thing does later on. A brief history is the following one. A guy called Tom Copeland started working on this for InfoEther, and around 2002 he got the go from his company to release it as an open source project. He chose to use a BSD style licensing, which basically means that you can take PMD and do whatever the fuck you want with it. And the only thing you need to say is, hey, you know, those guys did PMD. That's all you have to do, and you can reuse the product, anything in the product, as far as you want. As long as you say, this was written by Tom Copeland, by Romain, or whatever. We have over 200 contributors. Maybe like something like 20, 25 committers. Most of them are now no longer active. There is probably like 3 to 5 active committers right now. It has been maintained by Tom up until Hoogly 2009, then Xavier Levaux and Ralph Gustafsson took over, and they also left, and I am supposed to maintain it, but actually Andreas Dengel in Munich is doing most of the job, just because I have no time to do that. Sadly, my current job is so far away from PMD that I have no way to make it legal to work on PMD. PMD is a reference in the Java ecosystem. If you have ever looked for a code checker in Java, you should have stumbled upon PMD. That's one of the main references. Everybody is using us. We are as same use as Fanbugs and Checkstyle, but we do more. We do more than Checkstyle because Checkstyle is just checking if the cut style is okay, if you have like curly braces where you want to have them. PMD is doing more than that. And Fanbugs is very powerful, but Fanbugs do not give you a way to add your own checks. You need to basically cut Java to enhance Fanbugs. PMD gives you a way that we're going to see tonight today to extend PMD to check for more stuff. Okay, so what is PMD and why you need it? So PMD is a cut checker. So you could say at this point, I don't care. I mean, I'm a good developer. Otherwise, I won't be here at Linux Tech. So why do I need a cut checker? I mean, I'm good. Let's fuck that. Okay, so you may not need PMD for yourself, but you may need PMD for the other guy. The good thing with PMD, and that's what's very important here, is that it's giving you a way to share best practices. So it's that's on purpose. It's very like social best practicing sharing tool. Like, you know, PMD is Web 2.0 and stuff. But that's the main idea. Don't think about PMD about this crappy tool which is going to mess with your code and tell you stuff that you want to know. Think of PMD as a way for you to say, I have 10 young developers that know nothing about JavaScript or Java, and I'm going to give them a way to check that they're doing the right thing. Especially, I'm going to give them a way to check that they're doing the right thing for us in my company, given what I do. And if you start thinking of PMD like that, you'll see it's a very powerful tool. And it's far more interesting than just this crappy, like, oh, you have not put an I majuscule before your interface. That's not really useful. What's useful is that you can change it, enhance it, and make it check for your own rule set, your own checks, your own best practices, what you really want to have there, and nothing else. Come on, change slides. This is always a bit difficult to do this kind of Ignite stuff where you're supposed to speak and let the slides change by themselves, because I speak quickly and I generally finish before my slide, which is right now happening. Okay, I'm going to press the button. That's going to be simple. Okay, so that's a funny quote from Red Hat. I actually love this quote. We have some couple of funny material, and this is one of our funny quotes, like, your mother was right. It's better to share. Yes, it's better to share. So share good practices. The idea here, especially in this compass of this talk, which is about JavaScript, is that any languages have pitfalls. If you Google whatever languages pitfalls, you'll find web pages about that. If you search Bash pitfall, you will find pitfall for Bash. If you look for Java pitfall, you will find pitfall for Java. JavaScript has also pitfall. Arguably, you could say it has even more pitfalls than other languages. I won't jump into that discussion, but it has pitfall. And once a language has like make you fall into a pitfall or like play trick on you, you really don't want this to happen again, neither to you or your coworker. So the good thing is that with PMD, you can now basically find a way to check that somebody is doing the same mistake as you in the code and say, okay, now that I want you to check on, like, let me know if somebody is writing that. Or let us know if somebody is writing that. And even, like, fail the build. Like, if you're building your software, you can have PMD making fail the build if somebody did these bad practices that you don't want to have done. Which is, again, coming back to the idea of an easy way to share stuff. I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know if people here has ever handled a team of developer, but if you are a lead developer and add like a team of developer, I'm pretty sure you had this kind of discussion at the beginning of the project where you are saying, okay, this is what you need to do, like that, like this way, not the other way. Nobody can remember that, but PMD can. A good example of that is right now PMD is having in the Java roles, there is something like 250 roles for Java already available in PMD. Generally, a good set of roles is going to be around 100 roles. How can you remember 100 roles? It's impossible. So you want the tool to remember them for you. Right now, PMD 5.0.4 is already coming out with some predefined JavaScript roles. So there is not that much of them, like probably 15, okay? But they're already, I think that people already saw that there's yours at the end. They're already quite interesting. So there is checking that there is no assignment during an operand, which is a common bug. You can check that there is no code which is unreachable. Like, you know, you have a big piece of JavaScript code with some kind of enum, and at some point somebody put a break statement, and suddenly half of the code is just not reachable. Well, you want to know about that. PMD will spot this out. Some base calculation stuff like inaccurate numeric literal, use base for with parse int. Those, again, I'm not a JavaScript expert, so I can't really explain you all of that. But if you Google JavaScript use base with parse, you'll find why this is a good idea to use that. Consistent return, scope for, blah, 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 equal repetition, avoid training command. Avoid with statement is in bold because we're going to actually watch at how this is implemented with PMD. I did that, and I don't know anything about JavaScript. So, a couple of stuff about, like, my if statement should have my bracket. This is just check style stuff, but can be always useful. And, of course, checking if we have unnecessary name parentheses, which make always the code complex. Parentheses are good, but if you have, like, too many of them, it's making you, like, wonder what's happening. And checking also if you have unnecessary block that make no sense to have a block, then another block, then another block. Let's remove them. And sometimes, because of the syntax of any languages, you don't really realize this block here is not really useful. And, of course, yours, because I'm hoping that some of you guys are going to write some rules and send them to us so that we can integrate them. What we are missing right now is roles. Everything is already in PMD to parse JavaScript. It's working, and we just need roles. Okay, how PMD works? It's actually fairly easy. See this big tree over there? What PMD does is taking a piece of code, JavaScript or Java or whatever, and turning it into a tree, a syntax tree. And then it's going to apply the visitor pattern to this tree, which means that PMD is going to check the node of each node of this tree. And for each node, you can make a check and say, hey, you know, if you by any chance stumble upon a function which is then named like that while it's doing that, you should complain. And that's how it's doing things. It's fairly easy to understand. It's not very magical. It's just passing the code in a very static manner and simple manner. How can I write a role using this tree? I can either write plain Java code, which is boring because you have to compile, you have to have EDE running, you know how Java is working, so that's crap. Or you can just write a simple XPath statement. XPath being, for those, everybody knows XPath, or do I need to explain that quickly? No, okay, nobody knows XPath. XPath is a query language for tree. So using a set of slash and stuff, you can say, I have a tree, and I want to access a third node, which is called blah. And this is what XPath does for you. We're going to see a quick demo of how to do that. So the good thing is that with XPath, you can just write your role as an XPath statement, and that's all. Then you chip that into a file, and PMD can use it without having you changing the code of PMD, without anything to recompile. You just need to push this XPath statement into a proper file inside PMD ClassPath, and boom, it's done. It's working. It's pretty cool. I've seen people using, like, having maybe 100 specific custom XPath statement for their company, for their work. Do I have anything to say here? I think no. Oh, we'll skip this one. That was bad timing. Okay. I'm going to give you an example of JavaScript pitfall. I am not a JavaScript expert. If you happen to be a JavaScript developer and if you love Wiz, don't fire at me. So in JavaScript, there is a statement called with, which is doing something that I don't know about. It's doing stuff. And some JavaScript people actually hate it. They say that with is a pretty bad feature for this reason or other, that if you do a with an object and do that, you don't really know what could be. It could be an object, a window, whatever. So they don't want people to use with. Basically, this is it. So the idea here is, how do we check for that with PMD? Again, you'll see it's fairly easy because PMD is coming with a small tool, a small graphical tool. I'm a Linux guy, I'm going to talk about a graphical tool, which is very impressive. A graphical tool which gives you a way to test your XPath. You can just paste code into this graphical tool, push a button, you get the tree, and then you paste your XPath, push go, and you can check that this XPath is finding the part of the tree that you want to find. Let's look at what this thing is looking. So that's part of this GUI. So it's a four-window GUI, okay? So there is four window, two are over there, the next layer is showing two other one. That's all you have to know. I think it's pretty easy to use. On the top, you put your source code. Okay, so you have a piece of JavaScript with a with statement over there. Okay, that's fairly easy. On the bottom of this part of the GUI, you have the tree. So if I can do that. At the very top, you got the AST root, so the root of your code. Then PMD is finding a WI statement. Then it's finding a name for this WI statement, global. Then it's finding a scope. Instead of scope, it's going to find expression statement. This is basically a tree. You don't need to understand what all of this means. What you need to know is how to look for what you want into this thing. So that's now where we're going to write a very small piece of XPath. On the right side of the GUI, you got this window where you can put your XPath. So in this case, I just did an XPath saying / WI statement, which means stop if you find anything being a WI statement. That's all that's needed here. Of course, with XPath, you can stop an attribute. You can say, for instance, stop if you find a block which having this name. Stop if you find a function finishing by bin. Stop if you find a variable being more than 20 characters. And stop and blah, blah, blah. So all of this kind of use case can be written in XPath. And if you don't really know XPath, don't worry about that. There is plenty of XPath role available in PMD. Just look for, like, oh, I want to do almost this thing. Just look into PMD, find the right role, and copy over the XPath and start hacking it around. What? Okay, it's back. When you push the go button, what we're going to happen is PMD is going to pass the code and apply your XPath role on it. And it's going to tell you, hey, I find or not your statement in this piece of code. And that this very small IDE is all you need to write role for PMD. So basically, it's Friday, it's 4 o'clock, you have a good week of development behind you, you fight with a couple of stupid things in JavaScript, you spend 2 hours writing the XPath role, and you can share that with your coworker. So once you have that finished, it's basically like having your code working in your IDE. It's in your IDE. You still need to basically deploy it. How do you do that? I mean, moving from this GUI to something that the build can use, or something that the IDE can spot, how do we move from this XPath statement to that part? It's, again, fairly stupid. All you need to do is have an XML file, which is called a role set, containing all this crap, and this crap is very, like, stupid to understand. So it's a role. The role is going to have a name, in this case, avoid WI statement. A message, avoid WI statement is bad news. Languages, of course, PMD needs to know if this role applies to JavaScript or Java, for instance. Well, you can add also a since statement saying, okay, this role is there since 5, blah, blah, blah. You have an attribute class which is just saying to PMD, hey, it's an XPath role, just fetch XPath engine. You can even tie this role to an external info link. So we put the PMD website here, but for your internal needs in your company, you could have a small website having all the documentation on why you want to do this role and how. Properties XPath, there in the value statement, we put the XPath statement. And we also have an example statement so that if you check the role, like what this role is about, you already have documentation like, okay, this is an example of what I don't want this thing to do. That's pretty stupid. Then you have this XML file, and you find a way to put it in PMD class path. So with Eclipse, you can click and like say to Eclipse, please, with PMD, use this role set. With Maven, you can just put that inside your project and like configure the Maven plugin to fetch that. If you're using Gradle, I'm pretty sure there is a way for Gradle to do that. And if there is not a way, Hans, which is actually living in Berlin and working in Gradle, can fix that for you. Just write him an email saying, hey, I want PMD for Gradle. And he will do that if it's not already there. Same thing for N, same thing for any kind of build. It's fairly easy. All you need to do is have this file in the class path, and PMD will fetch it on and get the role from it. So there is no packaging to do, no jar to do. Well, you could have a jar if you have many roles. If you end up having like maybe... So one file can have several roles, but if you have like 100 roles, you may want to spread them across different files. And in this case, you might say, okay, I'm going to wrap that in a jar for simplicity's sake. But that's just what you need. Next thing is, so if you're working for yourself and if you are a big asshole, you can stop at the previous slide. If you don't want to be a big asshole, if you say, okay, I have written a fairly good role, I want to share it with the community, I want people to know about this role because I lost 2 days finding this bug, I don't want other people to have that, you can push this role to the community and to us so that we add it to PMD. And the best thing to do that before pushing the role is actually write a small unit test. Everybody loves unit tests. And that's fairly easy with PMD because we have an XML format for that. This is an XML format for our unit test. All you need to do is say test code. So the file is named by the role you want to check. So this will be avoid with statement.test.xml and PMD will find it. So you have a quick description of what this test case is doing. You have a piece of code and you have expected problem saying, okay, this code is wrong. I expect to have one problem. You could also have zero in this case. Stop doing that. Yeah? Okay, yeah, okay. It's anyway, so you could have zero here because you may want to check for false positive. Sometimes you write a Rails and the Rails is saying you that there is an issue here, but it's not the case. So in this case, you want to add this kind of test saying, okay, this should be zero because this is not a bug. That's fairly easy. And yeah, source type, ECMAScript. Okay, for those who don't know, ECMAScript is the proper name of JavaScript. I think JavaScript is some kind of a trademark for Windows or whatever. And the standardized languages that everybody uses is ECMAScript. So that's fairly easy. I mean, frankly, if you have like something bugging you with JavaScript or Java, you can probably write your first role in 2 hours, give us the XML file on the unit test, and you're done. And I'm done, actually. A couple more things. So PMD is actually supporting Java and JavaScript. It's also supporting anything which is XML-based. Which is very interesting. If you have huge, complex XML file or XML-based languages, you can use PMD to write rel for those. If you already have an XSD, it may not be that useful, but if you have no XSD, it may be a quick way for you to do some checking. You could, for instance, check that the XML file produced for your test environment are correct. This kind of stuff. So we support XML, JavaScript, Java with XML, we put XSD on anything XML-based. We also support XHTML, and we support also GSP. So there is many stuff you can check with PMD. I'm trying to have PMD being able to parse new languages such as Scala, Groovy, Clojure, Cylon, those guys. It should be possible because all those guys are based on Java. Especially if I manage to add a parser for JITON and for JRuby, I will be able to parse Ruby code on Python code. However, I do like the time to do that. So if at some point I get some time, I will do that and we'll be supporting other languages. Okay, this is the end of my talk. I'm now open to questions if you have any. Or, yeah, thanks. Cool. Any question? No? Okay. So, well, have a nice afternoon and good day.